future and thinking about the complexity of where I put my values, that's worked. In my experience, at least, that doesn't work. Okay, so what we're going to do now is try to get some of your ideas on paper. And this is really the, I don't know if y'all done brainstorming. I assume you've done brainstorming in the past. There's some rules that I like to follow to give us some idea of how to manipulate this time together. What we're trying to do is to fill up some paper with some good ideas that you put thought into so that, again, Kevin and others can go back and come back to you with a report and what they heard, and you'll still have your eyes on this again. I believe that's, am I right? Somebody over there in the back tell me I'm right. Okay, good. So I'm not leading you astray. So let me just talk about how I'd like to run this exercise. So this is, you know, we're used to saying that idea is good or bad, and in brainstorming, you don't. So if Dale says, look, as far as I'm concerned, all city employees need to wear white socks and dungarees, that you may or may not like that idea. That should not be, you don't really think that, okay? But
he's got a gun back there, man.
Whatever Dale's idea is Dale's idea. Whether you like it or not doesn't matter, brainstorming. So seldom do we say, Dale, that stinks. Most of the time we'll say, Dale, that's a good idea, thank you. That doesn't belong. Not in brainstorming. So whether somebody else agrees with you or not is absolutely irrelevant, and you should not comment on somebody else's idea whether you like it or not. Doesn't apply. If you do it, guess what I'm going to do? Stop it. You're breaking. Well, it's the garb you're wearing. And I said garb intentionally because I don't have anything that color in my wardrobe. Let's just say when I turned left on Tiger Boulevard, my truck just about vibrated off the road. But that's a whole other story. There are no good or bad ideas here. You are not seeking agreement by anyone whatsoever. Like I said. So we're just really thinking out loud. And if Dale's idea of white socks and dungarees gets up on this list because he thought it was a good idea, it doesn't mean we're going to do it. So don't think that when somebody puts a stupid idea up here, it means we're actually going to do that. Okay? Because what can happen with a stupid idea? Someone goes, you know, but if we twisted that diamond just this much, that becomes a brilliant idea. So don't let a crazy thought up here go. Just get past it, because it's just brainstorming. Is that okay? Y'all done this before. Y'all are kind of giving me some verbal shakes and all that kind of stuff, so I think your heads are going in the right direction. So we're going to swap out computers. So Reagan and I are going to do this together. He's going to be typing up here while I'm writing over here. I'm going to be shorthanding stuff. And just in case I miss it, I-C-Z-K, any letters that I omit because I don't spell well, just pick a letter from up here that should go to the right word. So don't get me. He has spell check over there. I don't. So this is just to kind of give you eye candy. So we're just kind of doing it in two places so that he doesn't have to read my writing tomorrow, and you can kind of see it in two different places. We've been here since what time did we start? 1 o'clock. 2 hours ago. This is really why we showed up, to think about our future. There isn't any order. If you're talking too much, I'll tell you to hang on a minute. Let somebody else in the room. If you're not saying enough, I'm going to say, sure, you have an idea to add. But here's the real facilitation part. So somebody just start. What do you think? What strategy? What implementation? What idea do you have about going forward that ought to make this list?
Maintain focus on utility infrastructure.
Focus on utility infrastructure. Thank you. Now I'm going to shorthand it, so if I do something wrong, tell me to do something better. Thank you.
Reagan typed it about as fast as you wrote it.
Oh, yeah. He's got more fingers than I only have two. Okay, the meeting's over. Thank you all for coming.
I'll say, I don't know how to say it.
It's okay.
But prioritize safety for our town through fire, police, staffing, those things that are listed, even recreation, the things that need to be to take care of our people, our employees.
So, let me make sure I'm with you. Okay. Safety for employees or the employees that work for the safety department?
Well, safety for our citizens.
Okay.
And that means our fire department, our police department.
Got it. So safety for people through effective emergency services.
Yes.
Okay? Reagan, you can intervene if I go too fast. Is that good?
Yeah.
With my hieroglyphics, that makes sense? He's going to make it so you can read it? Great. What else?
I got piggyback on that, but I'm going to change it a little bit.
Okay.
It would be, in addition to citizen safety, I'd throw in officer safety, whether it be fire department, police department, making sure that they have all the equipment that they need that's up to date, that not only just equipment, but pay. And they have the right personnel, the right amount of staffing for what they need to do.
Training, too, I'm assuming.
Training, hold on.
Just all the stuff.
Right, salaries, that they have their workload, that the staffing assesses their workload is not too much, and they get some like mental and physical break time for themselves and their families, whatever else keep them happy.
I've heard that called work-life balance. Is that a word here or not?
That is correct, sir.
And where does work-life balance apply from your point of view?
It's where they are not working so much that they don't have a balance at home.
I understand.
So yes, I'm kind of reworking what you're saying a little bit.
And is that for emergency services personnel or is that for people?
Well, that'd be people in general, but basically she had mentioned the safety side of things with the fire department, police department.
Does that capture what you intended?
Personal and the stuff. The stuff. Allow for support. Yes. Good generalization. Thank you.
Okay.
Seek supplemental funding from the county.
Okay.
For recreation and fire department for the services we provide for county taxpayers.
County money for recreation in the county?
Yeah, count, the count, I'm trying to read his and yours too.
Sorry. Read his, this is probably better.
Yeah, seek supplemental funding from the county for recreation and fire services that we provide through the county taxpayers.
So I have used your easel once, Greg.
That's good.
So we just bought this easel. Y'all didn't know I own an easel. And so we bought this, well, we didn't have one in his area. We bought this easel. He said, please do use it. So I've used it. And I'm going to simplify and let y'all read it up here.
He's typing pretty quick.
He does.
Yeah,
he's young.
He's keeping up.
We've established he's young.
We didn't talk about the way he drove them curves, so.
Okay, seek supplemental funding. All right, keep going. We ought to have 40 things up here.
Right.
Let's go. This is brainstorming. Quick.
We need more park, not hotel, or places to stay since we building these ballparks, and we have no place for people to stay overnight or whatever.
Okay, thank you. Accommodations for out-of-town guests.
Right.
Thank you.
Maintain pressure on dilapidated buildings in the city, commercial buildings.
Maintain pressure?
Pressure.
Tell me, what, water pressure?
No, pressure. Just trying to get the building, the property owners to sell or lease these buildings.
Okay.
We have a lot of people just sitting on empty buildings.
Okay, movement.
Yeah, we have people wanting to start a business, but we can't find buildings for them.
Okay. Okay.
Look at those white clicks. How easy that is. He didn't have to know this button. So I'll make sure we'll know what that means later. Pressure, to have people in it, right?
Right. Enforcement.
Okay. Jimmy, you think it should be in so far? What do you think? Okay. Yes, ma'am. You looked at me like I have something. Yeah.
Me? I want the competitive pay and benefits for all employees.
Competitive pay and benefits. Okay.
Continue with the downtown master plan.
Okay.
That's in progress now.
Okay. That looks cool. You got all the stuff on there on the board yet?
And continue with the Horton ball field project.
Okay.
Continue with the ball field project. Come on, don't slow down.
I'd like to see a 24-hour medical facility here.
Okay. Come up with something that you don't think there's any way possible that would work. Give me something odd, like build a 4-level hospital in the middle of town. Give me something big. Yeah, think ugly, big, hairy, nasty projects that's like, wow, if we could do that, that'd be different. So I feel like you're being safe. I know these are bigger, but you ain't thinking big enough. Come on, you're dreaming.
I did that with the county, getting more money from the county.
Okay.
That's pretty big. Right?
Okay. I understand.
I like about as big as you can get.
I want you to go, 5 years ago, somebody said that thing we all thought it never happened. And we're celebrating it because it happened today. So give me some of these big honking things. Go ahead.
Well, one thing, transportation, we've talked that to death, and we know we're not having a bus and all, but the guy from Fountain Inn, came and talked about the trolley
the
van system.
Yeah, the
I'd like that to come back to the top of the list.
Public transportation.
Yeah.
Is that what that word means? Yeah. Okay, great. It's just a public transportation system for the town.
Yeah.
Perfect. Keep going. Give me some weird White Sox and dungaree ideas. Come on.
Big water park.
A big water park.
Hallelujah.
There you go. See? Look at there. A big water park.
Wait, you're not on council. You can't.
I don't think he wants me to share my 5 things.
If I got an amen, he retires.
That's who my 5 things are. Retire.
It's fun.
I want a nice, beautiful, big welcome to Westminster electric sign.
Okay.
With rockets going off. I want people to know we have a great place to be.
Improved signage that promotes wonderful emotions about our community.
We're getting there. We have some great things going, but
okay. It doesn't matter. Nobody likes it but you. Today, it's your platform to put that sign up there. Awesome. Come on, quit being safe. Come on, what else?
A new administrative building for the police.
Perfect.
And City Hall.
Perfect. Awesome. What else?
Need new sidewalks. Lots of them.
Okay.
That's small, but that's a big need.
Yeah, I'm not getting excited, but I understand that's important. I get it. I want you to go, wow, I never thought about it. Wouldn't that be so cool? Flying patrol cars. I don't know.
Public restrooms. That comes up every year.
Public restrooms. Out. Okay. There's something maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now you're thinking. What else? I want his battery to be low. for putting so much stuff up there.
Is he plugged in?
Yeah, he's plugged in, so you got a lot.
Go and order dinner.
1, 2, 3. I mean, there's 20 things on there. Dale, what else you got?
Oh, this is all kind of the different stuff. I'd like to see us have I know we do it to a degree, but a five-year type long-term goal.
Okay.
Just in general type thing. An annual goal down to 3 months, and our annual going down to 3 months, where it's a little bit more detailed, locked in. So most of our terms are 4 years, so
okay.
5 years from now, you know, when I'm booted out of here or I'm mm-hmm. out of here within a year,
mm-hmm.
When people look at why we may have done something or I recommended something, they can kind of see the idea or the direction that the council was going at the time. They can look back and go, oh, this is what they were trying to do then. Kind of like I'd assume kind of like the PMPA thing back in 85 when bought into the reactor.
Okay.
I wasn't here. I just moved here in 2017, but I'd like to know what their thoughts were
okay.
at that time, what they were looking at, so I could understand a little bit more about what they were doing years ago.
So this sounds like a documented plan, not only thinking, but implementing, and you're kind of keeping right. that up to date as
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, your long term, you know, fairly general, your wish list. You get
right.
down to, you know, you work down to a 3 year or a 1 year. It's getting mm-hmm. a little bit more detailed. Things are locking
sure.
in. Into the year.
Okay.
We do that a little bit already. But,
okay.
You talking about a comprehensive plan? Something like that?
Similar.
Okay. We got the idea. Okay. Well, if it lives, we'll have to put some legs on it. Right now, this is up there. Yep. Great. That's what we're doing. Come on.
Find a use for the LA building. Kevin, we still call it that, or is there another name you got for it?
Well, that's the one I know about.
LA building.
Okay. Find a use for the LA building.
Y'all tell me what that is.
That's the big building over there next to the middle school.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
Classes, that big building.
I would love to see, we have wrestlers for the state champions, the high school. And they're very good. We have a great wrestling program around here. That, I think, with recreation, besides sport, that is the other huge thing in this area.
Okay.
Very successful with that.
Okay.
We have been. Something to for them to build here, to showcase here that you come to Westminster because of wrestling.
Okay.
You know, to
okay.
go for the kids. You know.
Promotion? A way to promote it? Or
just to get,
it?
I mean, they get them to build a facility here.
Okay.
That they come here.
Okay.
They go
a focal
all
point.
Over the place.
A focal point for
yeah.
wrestling-related promotions.
Is it jet wrestling? Is that
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they go to California, they go to here, they go to the little feet for people.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but y'all do, so awesome.
4-time state champions in a row this past Saturday. Four
wow.
years in a row.
Wow. What else? Come on, Miss Ruth. Give me something weird that nobody else is thinking. Out of the box. Out of the box. Come on. I mean, this is your chance to dream. I mean, remember when you first got married, you wanted 10 kids? No, none of us did. I'm just saying, remember when we dreamed all these crazy things that we think we could do? That's what I want you to do. Think about untethered. Not even thinking about money. Man, if we could do that, wow. What else? I want to wring you dry. Don't give up.
Work out something similar to like Swamp Rabbit Trail over in Greenville. It runs from like the upper part of the county to lower down into the city. But I don't know if it could work between the three cities. It'd have to be a collaboration,
okay.
obviously, and along with the county itself. But connecting all three of them, that'd be a heck of a bike trail or walking trail or
okay.
whatever trail.
That makes sense to people? As far as the idea, I mean, this is, anybody knows what he's talking about, okay?
Find funding for the new basketball gym.
Yeah,
here. Okay. Why nobody saying golf? Come on, golf.
We don't golf. You hit a ball way out there and then you go walk back to it, hit it again, walk to it, hit it again, walk to it. You go fishing, you come home with something in the cooler.
I understand
big
that.
Difference.
I understand that. I have played golf, however.
My son does every
at,
day.
at the, where was it, Reagan? Fox Hill?
Foxwood Hills.
Foxwood Hills. My parents had a timeshare there. So there's a, there was a little golf course there back in the mid-90s. I don't know if it's still there or not, but we had a timeshare. I've been, that's, anyway. Mm-hmm. That was my chip in. How many you got up there? Just give me a round number count. As a matter of fact, I'll change your Bergadoski numbers, please. I should have asked you to do that. That'll be the easier way. You don't have to count. 20? Please. 20. Nope. Yep.
20.
20. That's it. That's the full brain power of counsel. Untethered, futuristic thinking. And you got 20. That's it.
We're simple. We're easy to please.
No, we hadn't agreed on anything yet. You want to see how easy it is? That's different.
We're afraid Kevin will smack her hand and say too much.
So, let me prime the pump some. So, family. Have you checked the family button? With these 20 ideas, and there's obviously things up there for families, but have you checked all the buckets for this town being known for family stuff, related stuff? Think so? Economics. I didn't hear anything about industry, I don't think. Bringing in new industries. Don't say anything if you don't. I'm just trying to give you things to think about. I've seen some things about making buildings bigger. I guess that was industry related.
No, we've just got empty buildings that we need to get people in.
Right. But like Bridgestone or somebody like that. No, I don't hear anything about bringing in. Mm-hmm. Again, we're thinking crazy thoughts. It'll never happen. But nobody cares about a big manufacturing plant here anymore. That's not a big deal for us.
No, we had a comprehensive plan a while back, and most of the public didn't really want that for the town. They just wanted to be the bedroom community for
Very
the manufacturing.
Good. Very good. There's an interesting one. This is a whole other part, you know, is the draw here for the quaintness of the community and those kind of buildings. I'm just trying to prime the pump. I'm not telling you to put anything up on that you haven't already done. What else? You get sports, emergency services, personnel. You dream big enough for your personnel?
Well, increase staff for the recreation department.
Okay.
Well, that's definitely one this year.
All right, I'm going to call this 80-20. Unless someone says, wait a minute, I got one more. Let me think about it a little bit more. Anybody got one more add? All right, I'm going to break one of Kevin's ground rules. Any non-council persons in the room listening with, man, I wish he'd asked me to say something. Those council persons missed one, but I can't say anything. Now you can. Anything that over here in the back row seats went, they missed it. If I had a chance, I'd say this. What is it? I'd even allow the press to say something. I'd allow the city administrator and the assistant city administrator to say something. Otherwise, you're going to leave this session going, we nailed everything up there. We didn't miss a thing. Is that true? Your no for the fire chief? Is that what I just heard? Or is that just a grunt? Just a grunt. Okay. Are we done? You tapped out?
I'd like to see statewide marketing for the area.
Okay. Thank you. Statewide marketing.
You always see signs in different cities for other cities.
Okay.
Like that.
Sure.
Why not us?
I understand. Interesting. What else? Kevin, nothing? Give you a chance, too. It's brainstorming.
We need more money.
All right, go ahead, Kate.
I think they covered the things that we mostly talk about.
Okay.
The only thing that I didn't hear anybody specifically say is add public safety staff. Because I know that matters to both of these two chiefs back here, and they probably are a little hesitant to say
that. Mike would have been up earlier, but just write it down on 24. That's fine. Just add public safety staff. That's fine, because we're going to do another exercise.
I heard it on rec.
Okay. Good. Public safety staff. Perfect. And public safety means both organizations.
Firing.
Please. That's it? You tapped out.
We need more money.
There you go. What kind of money would you like to have?
Cash.
The kind that
green.
I can pay bills with.
And higher employee salaries. Can I make that a little stronger? Is that better? What, how would you like to say it?
No, I need more money to pay bills.
I understand that.
And do all this.
So,
revenue. So what
are you talking about? Tax money coming in? Is that what you're saying? Or are you employee salaries?
I don't give a damn where it comes from.
Okay, I'm not doing right. I don't give a damn. I'm on the sheet. What are you talking, revenue into the city? Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that taxes?
Yes.
Is that grants? Is it just taxes?
Taxes.
Increase taxes.
Grants
so we
are
have,
good, but when you got to match them,
yes,
you got to find that money.
So we want to increase taxes so we can have more money to do mm-hmm. stuff with.
To increase something.
There you go. Thank you. What else? You could just take the R and the E off. More money. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. Everybody in the room is tapped out. Dale's still checking a note.
Yeah, I'm checking it.
Come around third base. Here he comes.
And I did ask the two council members who are not here.
Thank you.
If they had anything that they wanted to add and prioritize, and they just want to maintain what we have now and continue pushing forward with the projects we have.
Going. Certainly a good an implementation. Yep. It is certainly a good reminder. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
Yeah, maintain the trajectory that we're on, mm-hmm. and don't jump ship. That's right. Good counsel. Not where we are this moment, but it's still certainly good counsel for you to be thinking about mm-hmm. counsel going forward.
We are. Anderson Park, I do want to make sure it gets on there.
Good.
We are in the middle of that, and it's going to be well, but there's got to be, after the building of it is complete, then how to use that park, how to, you know, get some programming and things, that
okay.
kind of thing, really use it in the way that we'll think that it
okay, so operational or implementation plan post construction?
Yeah.
Just what I hear you saying? Something like that?
And that can, could just be a calendar of people reserving it and things like that, but, you know, we have organizations that will be willing to do things there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Again, implementation is not brainstorming, but it's good things that we would think about eventually if we, in fact, decided to do that.
Right.
Same song, fifth verse. What else?
We talked about this a few years ago. The landscaping for all city property
okay.
throughout the city, to find a way to make it more appealing
okay.
and less maintenance.
Okay. Got it?
A large flagpole at the old Walgreens right there near the city sign.
Okay.
We got coming in. Just you come around like down at Uses and Ingalls and come up the hill. It'd be nice to see a large flag there.
Perfect.
Not a 3x5.
Good. Illuminated so you leave it at night? Okay. Good. See, there's always things there. Give you a little more time. Reagan's not, doesn't have finger cramps or anything. He's still after it. I'm going to tell his daddy that all that money he spent in college is coming to fruition. He's got good typing skills.
A big digital sign up there.
A digital
yeah,
sign.
So you can add more than one thing.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. You stalled at 20, now you get 28. That's almost a third more. That's that Williston math coming out right there. We done?
Well, I've got to say music. This is a very musical area. We've got so many talented groups and all kind of things. We used to have like a little center. We've got one and they do a few bands and stuff,
yes,
but
ma'am.
Just really way to highlight.
Accentuate our musical talent.
Yeah.
Okay. So take a little breath, go back to your 15-minute exercise that you were doing and just see, is there anything you skipped over? Call somebody, please.
She just reminded me of one, the hospitality grants for these organizations that do the music. We've had to cut those out, so finding hospitality grant funding.
Okay.
Which will help with what Davey just brought up.
Okay, thank you. Anything from your list?
Anything on your list that you put down but you scratched it because you didn't think anybody else would like to do it? It was too much. Okay. Can I call it an 80-20? Is that 80% of what it could have been if I'd have given you more time, or is it even better than that? Okay, Reagan, do me a favor. What are you in? 26 font. So, command all, go to 18 font. Take the spaces out after the indent and see if we can get that list down to fewer pages. Yeah, don't delete it, though, however. Yeah, command C, undo. Thank you. Yeah, let's save that. Go ahead. Have you saved that recently? Let's do a quick
it
save.
It saves automatically.
Oh, well, that's fine. Hit save anyway. Thank you. I'd like to get it down to a couple of pages if I could, so they can see. Okay. We won't get it all on one page, because it would be too small, but could we get it?
I can do that.
You know, take the return out, that kind of stuff. So now we'll see if this college money paid off. Always cheap. He's cheap. And it'll work. We'll be here. You know, anybody's ever run a computer in front of people, I know that everybody else in the room knows how to do it, but the person is not. It's a typical habit we all have. And so we're up there, then we can't do it either. I think you can even get to 14. And done with that. I'm pretty old, and I can get back here. Chief, what do you think? You still reading it?
Oh, yeah.
You put your glasses on, though, didn't you?
No.
You're doing fine. This has to be something that y'all can kind of halfway remember for the next part of this.
And here's our staff stuff.
You don't really have to differentiate from staff, because I know why you did that, but what I'm going to do, it don't matter who said it.
Okay.
You can put them on there. Together. Pages number two. Can y'all still read that decently?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay, that
works.
Is that too tiny?
Bump it up.
All right, let's do this. Look, this is how easy this is. Everybody get up and come up here with me. Council, come up with me. Because you're the ones voting. We can see it up here. All right, what I want you to do is look at what's up here, and can we combine something? So number 6 and number 19 are the same. Let's put those together. So give y'all a chance to look at the whole list and talk to Reagan. They may be all 32 separate ideas. I don't know, but y'all do. So how can we combine, if we can? Just one person at a time and tell them to do something.
Which one, Mike, did you say?
I don't know. No, it's not them. I was just my example. Look at it and see if you can combine anything, so if we don't, or they're all separate ideas.
Public safety staff increases number 31.
Thank you.
Would go along with 3.
Okay, good.
Can y'all agree?
Let's go ahead and cut it and we can look at it. So cut 31, put it either under or with 3.
What do you think, David? Does that match?
Okay.
That was your idea.
Yeah. I don't see the one about the all city employees. Is that still up there? Or the competitive pay? I see it. So it's different. Yeah. That's fine. who pay the pay for all city employees is 7,
yeah, that
which
was
is
seven.
Fine.
That was a 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. That's what I'm looking for. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm looking for. After we pull some of these together, if they're...
What if Rebecca's more money?
Right, number 31? Yeah.
You can add number 4, seek supplemental money from the county. That would go along with that, so that's more money. 4 would go with 31. Y'all agree?
Let's do it, then we can look at it. See if that lands well. You can have a different opinion. It's all okay.
Thank you.
Y'all agree with that? Paul doesn't get more money?
Yeah. Right. I think 26 and 27 can tie into 7. Because that's downtown, basically.
I disagree, because the downtown master plan is already set, and this will be something separate that will have to be added to it. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I was thinking along the lines of is that this is all being done, it's being done in phases.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that 26 and 27 is not in phase one, I think.
Walgreens, is that part of phase two or is that part of phase one? That down in
that phase
down
two.
Past Lucky Street? Or do we even have it going past Lucky Street?
The current streetscape right now includes just the intersection where Lucky and Main connect.
Yeah,
I was thinking about where they've come in, and where they were talking about putting in a red light or something to make traffic that area right there, you know, where it splits.
Yeah.
The chicken truck always seems to find everything. Maybe no chicken truck signs.
Well, we applied for funding for that, the state terms.
Yeah, but it's still on the, like,
I mean,
future.
It's still on the plan, yeah.
Future.
All right, so what are we doing? 26, 27, 7. What did we decide? Cut 7 and make 7 26. We're not putting them together yet. I'm just putting all three of them close together. Cut 7 and make it 25 or 26, however you want to do it. Okay, now look at 26, 7, and 8, and how we want to wordsmith that or their final.
25, 26,
27.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then I have a welcome sign. That would be a digital sign, but
yeah.
So that's what should go over there.
There's some things we just
where's the what number are you?
Big welcome.
We have rockets up there.
11.
Yeah.
11.
Okay. Take 11 and put it on 27.
Or put 27 over there.
Yeah. What's your point, y'all? Other issue get resolved? Or did y'all start talking about? Were you good? I don't know what it was, but it was something that somebody said put it together and you said,
well, you basically just put them one over the other.
Yeah.
What you did. Yeah. Yeah.
So the minute, I want y'all to know what we're doing. We're going to say which ones I like.
Yeah.
So if you can put them together and it counts, but if they're separate, then they need to be two separate things.
Right.
So are those three separate things? Or
can I think they are.
Okay.
Because that master plan only covers from Lucky Street down, and what Dale and Dave are talking about will be on the next street over.
Perfect.
Wow.
All right. What else? Where else can we combine?
The gym would go under number 7. Where did I put the gym at? 18 funded for a new basketball gym.
Okay.
That would go under to continue with Horton Ball Field project.
Okay.
Number 7.
So is it a 7A or is it just all in one sentence?
Well, it's one overall major project. We've got phase one going now, but that would be finding funding for that would be phase two.
So just tell me you wanted a 7A or you want it like that?
What do y'all think? Should it be something separate or just go along with?
So you're talking about a new gym?
Yeah, the gym, which is further down the road.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, they can go together. But you know, one we left out was the present gym that's needs.
Were you going to add right now? You see something?
Yeah, we need to add our present gym that, I mean, did we ever get that thing pole fixed in here? I don't know.
This is hard work. Don't go on vacation yet. We're getting down to the
Kevin, is the gym ever have the hole fixed in the roof over here?
We have a contract lined up.
Okay.
It's not been done. It's got it's all temperature dependent.
I gotcha.
So if it's already on the plan, you can strike it from here.
It's not, okay, it's not.
If it's already on the plan, it's not legal. So it stays?
Yeah, because okay. That's the new gym of okay. That. The,
all right.
Well, while we're doing that, let's just go ahead and vote right under that, Reagan. Additional parking, additional paid parking for the gym. Okay. We got a lower terrace back there. If we could find funding for that, we could add parking space.
For College Street?
College Street gym. Yeah. That's something we've always needed, but.
Okay.
Put it on the list.
All right.
Add in. Since we're adding so many additional like vehicles and we're growing, we're going to need more a mechanic or something that said we could work on our equipment, whether it be the fire park, police department or maintenance, whatever.
So you're hiring an expert mechanic, is that what you're saying?
Or whatever.
Okay.
Now, what are we going to do about the, on Highland, where they're putting the new houses on the right side, and it's only
one-way street?
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin, is that a city road? Highland Avenue from the government housing over to?
Where the new housing is going.
Just that one lane street right there.
Yeah,
that
Highland is a state street.
But it separates, it kind of separates there where the government housing is at the end of that from yeah. There on to, was it Butler? Not Butler, that's Spring. Which one is that?
No.
Goes down behind Jetco.
Yeah, well, I know it's a state street because Jonathan Terry was doing that development over there. Some of his development got curtailed because of DOT.
So could is there any what she's asking is could we get that street two-way?
It is two-way.
No, it's not.
It cuts down right past the junction from
right
Riley over to the next street. It's basically one.
Yeah, but I can check. I mean, it probably could.
Okay. What's the name of that street? I guess it'd be the other end of Highland, wouldn't it?
It's still Highland.
West
but
of Highland.
But
yeah.
It's on
okay.
The
Wyden West Highland.
Mm-hmm. It's two way, but it just goes down to one lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real there.
Yeah. It's tight.
I know
it's
tight. I go both ways. Am I not supposed to go both ways?
We
go both ways, but what she's talking about, it is only there's only room for one vehicle.
Well, one vehicle.
We'll pull over and let the other one by.
By. Right. And then you're putting up new houses there.
That will cause a problem with all that increased
yes.
Traffic. I hadn't
yes.
Thought of that. That's a good idea. One we could probably take off, number
okay.
20, where it says what we have now and keep predicting on the course. I mean, that's covering this. That could actually come off because
okay.
We've got them all listed.
Thank you.
That was just what the other council members want to call them. I said, anything y'all want? They said, well, let's just keep pushing forward with the projects we've got going.
That's fine. All right, so what we are doing, we're combining. Anything else? We went from 38 to 31.
You don't see everything up there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that old. Come on. It does. It looks a little fuzzy, but I'm
it's
assuming it's me.
Me.
Doesn't look fuzzy to you?
It's fuzzy to me.
There you go. Not bad, buddy. All right. Dale, anything else? He's got his iPad up there.
Yeah, I've been taking notes all through. All right, I'm going to add a 32.
Okay,
guys,
sure.
As soon as y'all knock it down, I'm
it's
adding
it. It's brainstorming, it don't matter.
About a first responder training facility.
The fire department, that's city property, right? Down there, isn't that something? Is that something that, I mean, we could use, you could use it for fire and police and somehow, a little bit larger facility?
Yeah.
That we could offer out? For training and also bring income in?
Not to mention it gets you a lot of points.
If it's a good idea, it goes up there.
There you go. I was just trying to make sure
first
I was on the right.
Is it build or improve or just start from scratch? Build one?
It'd probably build. I think we might have the property, but I don't know if we have
okay.
The ability right now.
All right. Take a breath. I'm still working on 90-10, so there still could be something pops up later. That's fine. Each council person
privately. Privately means don't talk to your neighbor, but we're all going to know your answers. You get 6 votes.
You get what?
6 votes. If you were king or queen for the day, and you said, these are the 6 things off of this list that I think we ought to do in the next 1 to 5 years, or 1 to 3 years, I would pick these 6 things. Off of 1 through 32, feel free to come back up if you want. I'm going to ask you to vote, and you can't vote twice for one thing. So you have to use 1 vote per.
Just a number?
That'd be fine. Yeah. That's all right. It's okay. That's why I'm up here, too. That's why I'm standing up here. You get 6 votes and 6 only.
Sir?
I could have gone more, but I
know.
You'll have a chance.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I could have added more to that, but I think those are my 6.
Okay. Missing one. Have you got your 6?
Missing Dave.
Perfect.
Got it. Except missing one.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never
heard that name.
Dave.
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 Okay, council,
So what I'm going to do now is just go number one. If you voted for number one, raise your hand. This is a simple 1 through 30, whatever it is, count. That's all I'm doing right now. Got it? Mm-hmm. So 6, only 6, not 7, not double voting, honor system. Awesome. Number one. 1, 2, 3. With you, Reagan?
I'm with you.
2, 1. 3, I'm sorry, 2. Number 2, 2. Number 3, 1. Number 4, number 5. Number 6.
Slow down.
Sure.
4 was how many?
No.
4. All right, stop. Start all over. And it's okay, we're getting used to something new. If it's nothing up there, just skip it. You don't have to put a zero down. Okay, I'm going to do it again. Number 1. 1, 2, 3. Number 2. 1, 2. Number 3. 1. Number 4. 1. Number 5. None. Number 6. 2. Number 7. 2. Number 8.
Hold up.
You're good.
Let Reagan catch up.
Thank you. I'm not looking because I'll get distracted. Mm-hmm. I've got to count to 1 to 32. Mm-hmm. Number 8. 1. Number 9. None. 10. None. 11. 1. 12. None. 13. 2. 14. None. 15. 1. 16. 1. 17. None. 18. 3. 19. 1. 20. 1. 22. None. 23. 1. 24.
Hold on.
You're off.
I'm off 1.
23 was 1.
22. You didn't say 21.
I skipped 21.
Yes.
Okay. Go back to 20, please. Everybody look at 20. Number 20. 1. Number 21, none. Number 22, none. 23, none. 24, none. 25, none. 26, none. 27, 2. 28, none. 29, none. 30, none. 31, 1. 32, 1. Okay, just look at that for a minute. Hit save for me. I know it does it automatically. So if you would highlight threes and above, we'll start with that. Two threes. All right, how many twos? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just 4?
5. 27. Let me pause a minute. So you've got two constituents that are not here?
Yes.
Okay. So what? Is that a gap that we need to recognize, or did they... This is the quorum majority, we move on. So what say you?
I think their priorities would be very similar to the ones that we prioritized. Because, like I said, all they told me was maintain the projects we have going, which is the Horton Recreation Complex, Anderson Park, Downtown Master Plan, and the utility
Got it.
Infrastructure.
highlight the twos, please, in another color.
Kevin, you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you said a minute ago, that they want to keep going with what we've been doing, and that covers it.
That would be the ones, the main product.
Green. That'll work. Green. Okay. I'm making an assumption here. Let me check it. That y'all don't have bandwidth to do 32 new projects along with what you're already doing.
Number seven. Right. There you go.
Right. So we got, this is the prioritizing that we got to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a little bit of a swag about total that I'm, but it's just a, y'all will be able to do something about it later. So it is not a commitment. So we've got two threes and five twos. One, two, three, four, five, right?
Yep.
I'm also making a bit of assumption that you can't do seven. Let me check that. If you think you've got the bandwidth to strongly consider these seven, then we're done. If you think, I'm not sure we can do that, maybe we probably need to call that down, then we're going to go back and rank the green ones. So that's what I'm thinking. So y'all help me to make that decision. You want to leave it at seven, or do you want to rank the green ones?
Well, the thing about the green ones, number 27, that is the one that's going to affect the rest of them if we get more money.
Okay. So whatever that number is, a precursor to the other six,
number
you're telling me?
27 is a precursor to pretty much everything. That more
sound
and more
right,
revenue.
Everybody?
Y'all agree with that?
All right, so does that mean 27 becomes a three? A yellow? Does that mean 27 becomes a yellow? Because it's pivotal to the rest of them?
It's up to them. It was
I'm
to
asking.
Me.
Yeah. I'm not asking one guy.
Yeah.
Do you, based on what he just said, do y'all want to make number 27 yellow or not?
I think everything else, I mean, everything there pivots on 27. I mean, nobody's just going to genie it.
So 27 is contingent on all of them? You have to train me because I don't know. Y'all have to train me here.
Well, just item 6.
Yep.
7, 13,
mm-hmm.
They all depend on getting more revenue, which is 27. So 27 would be
okay.
What we would need to do that.
All right, let me ask you this. Can I make 27 A, B, C, and D underneath it and put those underneath it as subcategories? What I hear you saying, if I don't do 27, I can't do 6 and 7, etc. Am I accurate or not? Y'all help me. Don't make me struggle.
What they were, I can't see it.
Bring your chair over, that's fine.
Yes.
All right, let's just try it, and y'all intervene, but we're working together. So I'm going to start with 6. Should number 6 be a subset of 27? What say you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So grab input, make that a 27A. Yeah, that'll be perfect. Make it an A or something, just so we can highlight.
Okay.
Will
do.
Thank you. Is 2 that took away 2 or no?
Not really.
Okay. All right, so now you can
delete
it. Yeah. All right, 7. Can 7, now 6. Now it's 6. Can we move 6 to 26B?
Yes.
Okay. Is 11 part of 25 now? Because it keeps changing. It's all right.
Yes.
11 goes over 2?
It would.
Okay. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. 16 okay. Would also go under that one.
All right, let's do 11. I'm with you. Okay. And then 15 now. Does that go over? Or is that standalone?
Kevin, what do you think on that one? I mean, it's going to require more money to do it, or is that something we could prioritize with the budget we have?
Basically, it's going to take, everything takes more money if we don't already have it.
Yeah. All right, then, according to what Kevin said, it would go under.
So 50 becomes 24 D delta. And then by definition, that becomes yellow, a top more priority than the green, by definition, right?
Yes.
All right, so 23 is now yellow.
The whole thing?
I think so. Okay. Now, looking at 23, I'm going to give you a chance to prioritize A, B, C, and D. So, that's the way to do this. You get two votes. 23, A, B, C, and D. If we can only do two, which two would you want to do? You got to write that down for me, so don't tell me yet. So you can only do two of 23, A, B, C, and D, if you had the funding. Of those four, which is your top two priorities? You're on council, you get two votes.
The chair pulled up and stated. Mike, would you like to remove those numbers? A, B, C, and D, or just do another one?
Just leave it there for a minute. Do a second parenthesis. For A, B, C, and D.
You only get two?
You only get two of the four.
Yep. Can you put them in the order you want?
No, you just vote. Same way we did before. And we'll take a little bit of a pause and take a breather and make sure we're on the same page here. Mm-hmm. Is that your happy face? All right, there you go. You got your two? Not yet. Still thinking. All right.
I need a coin.
That's a really good management decision-making tool, by the way.
It is.
It is. Does that give you a 50-50 chance of being right? That's higher than most.
That's right.
All right, got your two, sir? Ms. Ruth? Okay. You get two votes. A, who votes likes A? One. B? Three. C? 3, D, 3. All right. So just put A, make A, D, just however you want to do that.
I can do that.
All right. I don't want to do this ad nauseum because you want to think about this more, but this is the process by which you start thinking, given an A or B choice, this is what I would do. Okay? Now, since you've got some things predicated on a bigger economic windfall, which I understand, that would come into play with your strategic thinking. But what this effort has done, if you have said that number one is really important to us, number 23, if given the funds, those things are important to us, and of those four, D is last. And after 23, number two feels really good to be thinking about as well. Now do the gut red face test or the gut feel. Just gut feel, does that go, huh, okay, I can keep thinking along these lines. That feels good. Because leadership's about feelings too. It's just not about votes and numbers and those kind of things. So I'm getting some head shakes that it feels good. Go ahead, Mayor, I see you thinking.
Well, it's a little miss.
Okay.
It's not an issue that competitive pay and benefits for all city employees is not as important as the others. It's that the others would help us build revenue so that we could be able to afford better pay for the staff and city employees.
Right.
Those three are things that we have been hearing from the public that people want to get more people in town, people spending more money, it increases revenue.
Right. So the color around this is why this becomes a report in the next phase. We don't publicize this because if you weren't in the room, you would come away thinking something that you'd rather people not think because A, it's not true.
Right.
So your point's well taken that we need to, when I say color, that's not a bad idea. We need to put language around this so that spherically it makes sense. It's not just a tic-tac item.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to be careful on how things are, because we're not done. This is just a lap in the race. Mm-hmm. Right? So good point that will come. We're not going to put that, say, hey, this is it. No, there's more stuff to do. Okay. What this also says is there's a lot of work that's not done. You got, pick the number, 20 things up there or more that you thought, some of you thought was important. They ain't on the list anymore. Mm-hmm. So that goes back to that slide that said you were thinking, if not now, when? So there's more work to say, if I can bite the apple here and get two of these things, well, you don't throw this work away. When is this 2026, 2027? So there's more to this. But this gets you next steps. Immediacy of steps is what this is starting to come to shape for you. I ask the feeling question again. Does that make sense to you? I want you to, if I stop right now, I want you to go, that was worth my time. We move the needle, and I get my head around that a little bit better. That ain't so bad. Mary, you're going to be last. So Dale, what do you think about this list? Give me your gut feel.
I think it's a good list.
Okay. Not only for immediacy or for eventually too?
I think looking at it all the way around, that's a pretty good list. I just the flow of it is right, and I think the priorities that we've set there, the priority is good.
Okay. David, you look tired. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's not a negative. That's
no.
you're investing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, this is what. How do you feel about the list?
I feel like I really dug deep.
Okay.
And I don't feel like some of what I believe it should be a real priority is not.
And then you get the vote, something you think is really important, you get
yes.
the vote, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's been that way.
Sure.
Going back to your original,
mm-hmm.
saying how do you become a change agent, or how do you let your passion come out to change?
Mm-hmm. I totally understand.
And so, it's not that it's wrong.
No.
Yeah. You know, it's just.
The problem with democracy is there's winners and losers.
Oh, yeah.
And often it's by one vote.
Yeah.
Or 1% of the population who's voting, right? So, it's a great term that you use, change agent. The sister term to that is consensus. We didn't do any consensus building in here. We voted. Because we voted, there's winners and losers. Okay? So there's more steps to do after this that addresses your heartfelt concern that my risk tolerance for number 42 or 99 is a lot of different than everybody around my constituent table when you talk about that. Because they may change you, you may change them, that may change this. But because it is a voting process, there are winners and losers. So it's a really, really great challenge of how do you uncover consensus building based on, I'll use the risk tolerance term, because yours is different than everybody else's. And you collectively will be different than people out there. It's an absolute dilemma. But thank you for bringing that up. I can't solve it for you right now, but it is a real dilemma that you're not the only one feeling. Thank you. Ms. Ruth, anything that you would say?
No, I think it's a good start.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
We started out today that we're not going to finish it today.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sir? Anything you would chip in?
Do you feel qualified to talk to your two fellow council persons that are not here? Because they have no idea what color means, what numbers mean. You got to bring them along. So, you know, I want you to feel good about go having a cup of coffee with somebody, whoever these two people are, and say, let's go have a salad together. Let me tell y'all what we did. Because they need to know. And they can't get it by a report, even a well-worded report. They won't get the angst of the process. Mm-hmm. And they need to. I'm sure they were going for good reasons. I got it. But they got to get back on the train, mm-hmm. excuse the pun, and and go forward. All right, Kevin, I'm starting to round third base here. Are we, where else, if we quit right now, and I just said we're done, walk out of the room, what have we missed from your expectations as a meeting manager if we stop right now?
Well, I believe that we have good input from the council from today to be able to construct their next budget.
Okay.
And that's what I was hoping we'd have.
Okay.
So if you stop now, I would be fine as long as they're fine.
Right. Yeah, that's another question. But, you're the meeting manager for my – I'm working for you. So I want to make sure that you go, from my point of view, we missed this. Just do this before we quit. I didn't hear you tell me that.
No, this is good.
Okay. All right. Now you get to answer the same question. If we quit right now, what have we missed? Anything we would want to do for the next, we technically have an hour. I suspect you're tired. I am.
I think taking that into the budget meeting, it helps us because we've got to prioritize what we're going to be able to do.
Right.
With the revenue we have, and you know, Kevin's already mentioned the fact he's looking at possibly increasing utility fees. We've got to decide if we're going to do that and how much, where the money's going to go. But I will say that I've sat through several of these, and a couple of them have been more community-oriented, not thinking through the funding. And this council here seems to be consistent about prioritizing infrastructure and the things that are going to bring revenue to the town, not just dressing up, window dressing. But a lot of it, what I call window dressing, is still things I want. I would love to see that didn't make it. But these things that we prioritize, they help increase revenue. They help build the town. They help build the quality of life. More people want to move here. So I'm excited about what this council's priorities are.
Okay. Let me briefly talk about, and we're rounding third again, so I'll use that baseball analogy one more time. So we're hanging with this a little bit longer, not a lot. The word regret. You need to wrestle with regret, meaning you have more desire than you have revenue or time. Just like we all do at home and everywhere else, right? Now you just happen to represent a larger contingency with somebody else's money. Your desire is different than your time or your finances. That's called regret. I would encourage you to address regret. In other words, if you just say, here's what we're going to do. Get behind me. Nobody knows what we've been doing in this room, and many other things that y'all do. I just happen to be here for today. I know there's many other activities, but I'll just call you a leadership team because that's really my vernacular. When we make a strategic decision, we have regrets, and sometimes we don't tell people that. We just expect them to go with us because they don't see the angst in making the list. So with me turning around and looking, even singular votes, even things that didn't get a vote, but how many, 10 things that at least one of you thought was important. And everybody else, two others didn't. So it didn't get on the list. Doesn't mean it's not important, it just didn't get on the process. So you still have time to think through that. But regrets is important, whether that is how you talk to other people, how you write it down in reports and communicate, what you encourage to be in the newspaper. Be transparent with your regrets. That's my counsel to you.
This is a lot like buyer's regret on a vehicle or a house or any big investment. You sign those papers the next day, you're wondering, what the heck did I do? And once
you know, once we get to our final decisions and the budget gets put in place and it goes out to the public, well, they're going to have those initial, those same feelings that we had initially. And we've got to be able to, you know, wholeheartedly be able to explain why we did what we did. But good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask one thing. I'm going to get off script one more time, then I'm going to sit down and let you close. It's been my experience. I may have gone around the bases a few times, like for 40 years. And I would counsel you that leadership teams such as yourself make an assumption about what your colleagues are going to say outside of the room. We make that assumption because we just spent the last day here together hearing and seeing the same thing. So surely you heard the same thing that I heard, and you'll go tell people the same thing I'm going to go tell people. That's a bad assumption. I'm not saying an assumption that's ill-fraught, that you're trying to... I'm just saying we're just humans, and we just don't capture the same thing. And before long, well, the mayor said y'all were going to go get white socks and burgundy pants or whatever it was. All well-intentioned. So I just encourage you, and this is just me being me, as a leadership team, you ought to really spend a minute thinking about what you're going to articulate to people so that you send the same message. It's not something that you're doing with ill intention. We just don't take the time. Hey, what are y'all going to say about today? What's your elevator speech when you go home and when you're having lunch at the Mexican restaurant? When someone says, what did y'all talk about the other day? You need to be consistent. And if you assume people are going to say the same thing, I would say you're going to be in error. My humble experience. I greatly appreciate the opportunity. It's been fun meeting you, and I'm excited about your future. I know it's 40 years ago, but I have a connection to Westminster, and I have friends that live in this area, and it's my pleasure to come spend a half a day with you at least anyway. So thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Well, appreciate it.
Okay. Over to you to close us up, however you want to do that.
If the council is here, it's up to the mayor to adjourn the meeting.
Does anybody on council have anything they want to say about this, or ask Kevin to look at more closely? Reagan, can you make copies of that for all the council?
Yes, sir. I can circulate that.
And then Kevin, just because it didn't make the priority, there's still a lot of things on there that we, I don't really think are a cost, like finding use for the LA building, finding somewhere for the wrestlers to use, completing Anderson Park. You know, that's going to happen regardless. So I don't think we need to push any of those, do you? I mean, there are already things that we can do that's not costing money. And finding out about the DOT and that street, widening the street, that's not a city cost.
No, I mean, like I said, a lot of that stuff we can just take as direction.
Yeah.
And follow.
All right, good ideas by everybody. Last call, anyone?
Mr. Mayor,
yes, sir.
Just so y'all know, our next steps is I'll create a resolution. This will be cleaned up in an attachment format for that resolution for you guys to adopt at your, or consider at your March council meeting. And I'll circulate that with Kevin and Mike and then present it to you all council as well. But we'll also go ahead and circulate this copy as well to you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Need to move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank y'all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.